Good morning, everyone. Welcome to morning prayer. My name's Alison. I'm going to start with a poem by Dave Hopwood. Some of you may know that he's a Christian writer and regularly comes to Scargill. It's called I'm Starting to See. I'm beginning to see it might just be okay to come to you at the start of each day. Not sorted or strong or at all in control, but with a muddle and mess of my mind and my soul. With my hopes and my fears, temptations and trouble, to offer to you the order and rubble of my mind and my heart, yes, the whole of me, knowing that you understand who you see. Standing or kneeling or sitting right here, for you are not someone I need to fear. No, you are unique in the way that you see, in the way that you welcome people like me. You always have plenty of kindness to give, able to help me love, grow and live. So I'm starting to see it might be okay to trust you with all that might happen today. Continuing to read from Proverbs, we're in chapter 9 this morning, which is on page 642 of the Pew Bible. It's entitled Invitations of Wisdom and Folly. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants and she calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise and they will love you. Instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and they will add to their learning. Didn't quite manage to build a house with seven pillars, but I have set a table. And I then sort of looked at the second half of the reading. I wasn't really sure where to go with rebuking mockers. So I've concentrated on the first half and to think about where else in the Bible meals are shared. And my mind very quickly went to the meals that Jesus shared and who he shared them with. And I thought, how do we interpret simple? Is that simple mind or actually simple living? Because I think that Jesus met with people who perhaps were living simply. He didn't often invite the Pharisees to eat with him, although they did seem to be there. He sat and ate with different people. He sat and ate with Zacchaeus. He was happy to have sinners with him, people that the rest of the towns that he went to would have left on the streets. So it made me think, who do we share meals with? Eating together at Scargill is one of the main things, and you may start a conversation at a mealtime and then carry it on. For some of us, sharing meals and having conversations can be a challenge. I find it quite life-giving. I wonder what we'd feel if it was Jesus sitting at our table. So perhaps you can think of an occasion when you have enjoyed a conversation, either at Scargill or at back at home, perhaps when you've been elsewhere on holiday. Perhaps you can think about a conversation you might like to have with somebody who you could invite to share a meal with you. So let's have a minute or two to thank God for those meal times that we've shared and for those that we might share in the future. Going to play a song that shows people being invited to a meal.
We all start on the outside, the outside looking in. This is where grace begins. We were hungry, we were thirsty, with nothing left to give. Oh, the shape that we were in. And just when all hope seemed lost, love opened the door for us. He said,
going to put the poem back on. Perhaps you'd like to join in this time. I'm beginning to see it might just be okay to come to you at the start of each day. Thank you.